The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire, part two. We only got up to the first three things of the 10 in my last week's segment. It's based on my recent book that just came out last week. We'll talk more about that during a break and how you can get that book for free. So here we go. Let's jump right into the 10 things you must do before you retire. Now, last week we covered, and I'll cover very quickly in case you weren't with us last week, and we'll get to number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, hopefully. Number one, know where you are. Well, of course I know where I am. I'm driving, I'm home. No. Where are all your different investments? Put them together. Are they all over the place? An old 401k, an old employer, maybe a CD that you inherited. Things can be all over the place. So again, gather those assets, know where they are, maybe put them on a spreadsheet, or better yet, maybe in an organizer. God forbid anything happens to you, someone can take an organizer. They may not have your passcodes to the computer and be able to take care of that. So that's some of the things we talked about. But also, know where you are. How do you want these investments registered? If you're married, it probably should be joint tenants, rights of survivorship, transfer on death. It probably should be all these type of things. I've seen in the last couple of years, and I hate to see this, where a spouse passes away. It's only in one name, and they have to go on top of the emotional in losing a loved one, going through the financial burden of hiring an attorney, going to probate. Again, in New York State, you know, a spouse will get that asset, but it's a pain in the neck. It's easier to just put on these statements, transfer on death, joint tenants, rights of survivorship. So, and also, look, beneficiary change over time. I don't need to tell you, but because of death, unfortunately, and divorces, unfortunately, that things change. So whoever was your beneficiary and first set these things up in chapter one of 10 things you must do before you retire, know where you are and where is your things. Okay, that's part of it. How are they registered? And then, as I mentioned, How are the beneficiaries? What's the beneficiaries? Have things changed? You could always change your beneficiary. Now, by the way, for some of these things you don't know how to do, if it's a mutual fund company, usually right online, they could show you, oh, you want to change beneficiary? Here's the form you need to fill out and sign and send back. You want to change registration to transfer on death or joint tenants rights survivorship, same type of thing. If these are type of accounts you have at banks with, you know, they're not just individual accounts, you can ask, you go into the bank, they'll give you a form and you can add on a joint tenants rights survivorship. Number two, and the 10 things you must do before you retire is know where you want to go. Again, we call it a GPS, you know, GPS. You kind of plug in a wedding. Okay, we're going to a wedding, plug in a destination, and again, of course, some rerouting and driving around, left-hand turns, right-hand turns. Hopefully, you get at the wedding on time, right? Same thing is true. Look, so I've been calling this a GPS for your finances. That's the show we have here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And a lot of books I wrote, again, the subtitle was a GPS for your retirement, GPS for financial security, because it helps navigate you. So if you know where your destination is, that's a lot easier for goal setting to know where you're going. So number two, know where you want to go. So your destination may be, I want $60,000 a year retirement, $5,000 a month. Well, how are you going to get that? How are you going to solve for X? Do you have a pension that will cover that? What will be your Social Security net after taxes? Your pension net after taxes. Your investments that you have now you're putting away, making additional investments into your retirement accounts and come up with some type of projection where you're going to be. So that's one of the hardest things that people have to do, is have to kind of fill out a questionnaire, whether it's our firm or some other firm, you know, get the things together. But once you can see from 30,000 feet, it really helps you. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here every Sunday morning. You'll find me without fail. And of course, at 6:30, Casey shows up next, our health and happiness show. And so you put it all together. We're going to try to make you happy, healthy, and wiser. Called the Healthy, Happy, High Weather Hour every Sunday morning right here. So 10 things you must do before you retire is today's topic. It's also a book that I just put out. And again, during the break, which will be in a couple minutes, get your pen and paper ready, because Mike Bennett of WHD is going to give my books out for free. Well, yeah, I asked him to do that. The first 20 callers, so kind of hang in there. Number three, have a plan. Have a plan. Well, that's kind of getting back to the GPS, but really, have a plan. Like, okay, let's see. Do you want to work longer? No. Maybe you do. Maybe enjoy what you do. I want to get to age 65. 65 because that's when I get Medicare, because my health insurance would be very expensive. Or maybe you want to get to 66 and 6 months old, or 66 and 5 months old, because that's when you get your full Social Security. So, you know, have a plan. You know, it's easy said than done. And it seems so simple in a book to say, okay, number one, where are you now? Number two, where you want to go? Number three, have a plan. Yeah, because I wanted to kind of break it down as simple as possible for you to take action. What's very interesting about the book and about this concept is that it's not about reading and saying, okay, yeah, it's nice. It's actually action-driven, giving you ideas that at the end of each chapter, you could check off the box. So have a plan. Have a plan is, okay, I want to retire in 4 years from now. Again, and that helps, because then you can start putting things together. And it's not just putting things together with numbers and numbers and numbers. You know, when you retire, it's a very big transition. Ask those who've already retired. Maybe you are retired and tuning in. Great. But ask those people who've already retired. It is a transition. You go from your work buddies that you've seen, maybe, you know, people on the bus or trains and coworkers. And, you know, that was your kind of, you know, day-to-day. Maybe you had to work with clients or customers, and that gave you some feedback and, you know, you enjoyed that. They gave you some purpose, and here you are now retired. So have a plan goes a little bit deeper than just looking at numbers. It also talks about lifestyle and when you're ready for that. Chapter number four, which we start off now today because we covered 1 through 3 last week, protect yourself and your assets through insurance. And again, when you're younger, definitely life insurance is more important, probably than long-term care. We're going to talk about that in a minute because we're going to jump off for a break. But protect yourself and your assets through insurance. Again, if you're going to have a really good retirement and the 10 things you must do, this is definitely one of the priorities. Take a look at what assets you have, how to protect those through insurance. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. And the early bird gets the worm. You just heard Mike Bennett offer my new book for free, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. For the first 20 callers, here we go, 845-371-0101, and we'll rush the book to you. Again, to keep up with your New Year's resolutions of being healthy, wealthy, wiser, and all those great things, you're on the treadmill, you're eating lower carbs, those great things, will add some wealth ideas to you. So this book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you talk about taxes, sometimes you talk about the markets, sometimes you talk about retirement, projections, estate planning. You know, we try to do it all here if we can. And that book has all that. So great companion. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And this book is so new, it's not even on Amazon yet. So Amazon will be on, I think, another week or so, I'm told. It'll be $17.99, but you don't need to pay $17.99. Call our office right now, 845-371-0101. 0101. Get start the new year right. Get some great ideas. What's really kind of cool about this book, I have to admit, it's kind of like the best of. I've written other books, obviously, in this area of finance and retirement. And this is almost kind of the best of. This is kind of consolidating some of those concepts to 10 things you must do. And at the end of each chapter, there's some boxes that ask you some questions. Did you take care of this? Did you take care of that? Check. Okay, great. Go to the next chapter. The reason why I did that is because it's great to know these concepts and understand these concepts and read about the concepts. But to me, these things need to be implemented. So if you're really going to have a really fulfilling retirement, a healthy retirement, prosperous retirement, one of abundance type of thing, you know, I really think you need to check the boxes at the end of each chapter and know about that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your GPS for your finances. I'm Ken Mahoney. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire, just by the same book. Before that, I want to remind you, on Mike and Casey's show every Monday through Friday around 8:25 in the morning, I'm on. I give the national news, business news that is, the national indexes, the Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, what's happening there, the local business news, what's happening here in the Hudson Valley, as well as the Hudson Valley Index. And on the way home, well, we got you covered there on the Andy Bale Show. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, going to give you the market reports on the way home around 5:15 or so. Again, same thing. He's going to tell you the national business news, the national indexes, which have been setting records, the local business news in the Hudson Valley, and the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break off, and I'm with you every Sunday morning. Of course, at 6:30, Casey of Mike and Casey, the famous Mike and Casey, will be on and share Health and Happiness Show with you. So back to today's topic. We rattled off four chapters in the book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Number one, know where you are now. Number two, know where you want to go. Number three, have a plan. Number four, right before the break, we tackled protect yourself and your assets through insurance. Now, I think about you, people say insurance. Think about those families who had insurance. God forbid someone passed away, and those families that did not have insurance. So, you know, I think about insurance as far as kind of a life over many years in your life. So, you know, you're a young couple, let's say 25 years old, 2.2 kids running around the house. I don't know how you have 2.2 kids, but two kids running around the house, big mortgage, one income, right? Well, there you want a mix. Again, I can't tell you recommendations between permanent insurance or term insurance, but there your life insurance needs are very high. If anything happens to the breadwinner of the family, you know, there needs to be a lot of money there to cover the mortgage payments, cover the kids' college, so forth and so on. And then you go through life and so forth. Now you reach 65 years old. Okay, go through life 40 years later. Okay, but now you're in your 60s. The kids are grown up. They have their own kids. They have their own lives. They're pretty well off. Are you still paying life insurance premiums? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you don't need to. But most people that we work with that's close to retirement, again, today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire, is review their insurance status. And sometimes as we review this and say, gee, you're making life insurance payments, you look to me pretty much self-insured. Gosh, you have like $1 million in a 401k plan. You have this in the house paid for. If anything happens to you, God forbid, life insurance is okay. But God forbid you had a long-term illness. One of the spouses had a long-term illness can really impact the other spouse. Because as we know, in the Hudson Valley here, nursing homes are anywhere from $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month. Very, very expensive. So some people, instead of having life insurance premiums and life insurance coverage as they get older, may transition to more to long-term care. Now, they're very expensive. I have licenses in this, but this is not an area that I focus on. I usually refer people to people who specialize in this area. But just the concept in my book, you know, to really kind of ferret out, what type of insurance do you need? What type of insurance is, of course, you need health insurance. Of course, you need car insurance. But there are some things that are discretionary. Long-term care is discretionary. Life insurance is discretionary. There are also some hybrids out there that actually combine life insurance and long-term care insurance together. And that seems, for some people, that seems to be a good fit. So that's my chapter on protect yourself and your assets through insurance. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning right here on WHUD 100.7, Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30. Number five chapter, understand the impact of taxes. You heard this before. It's a cliche, but guess what? Some cliches are very true. It's not what you earn, it's what you keep. And April 15th is not a crescendo, an event. It really is meant to be a process. You know, meeting with your accountant throughout the year, two or three, four times throughout the year, strategizing, see where you are. Are you putting enough money away? You know, withholding enough money on taxes? Are there other things you can take advantages of? Are you a small business owner and there's some things you can write off? There's so many things that you can do. But again, for a lot of people, this April 15th is one of these events where, okay, here it is. I got my paperwork on my dining room table. Need to make an appointment with John. Need to make an appointment with Jill and get my taxes done. But no, it's more than that. It's planning, strategizing, and try to keep taxes as low as possible. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi. I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Got the eggs going, coffee, tea. Did not invite me. Okay, so as you heard, Mike Bennett offered my book, 10 Things You Must Do, Must, capital M, Must Do Before You Retire. So if you're close to retirement, this book is for you. Brand new for 2020. Just came out. You're one of the first early birds to get the worm. It's not even on Amazon yet. So here we go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Some areas we cover retirement, we cover everything from stocks, how the markets are working, investments, taxes, estate planning, wills. Again, all that is in that book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. So again, instead of paying $17.99 on Amazon, which you can get this book for free if you're first 20 callers. Here we go, 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101. Get the book for free. And so again, you're joining us this morning. Today's topic is the same book topic, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. We tackled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on chapter number 5, halfway through the book. Here we go. April 15th, as I mentioned, is meant to be a process, not just kind of taking things from your kitchen table, all these 1099s and W-2s and things that come in, put them in a folder and go see John or go see Jill and get your taxes done. Don't get your taxes done. Yes, you need to get your taxes done. I get that. But also it gives you a strategy. Maybe you should be putting more money away in retirement, because remember, any money you put into your 401k plan or 403b, pre-tax reduces your tax liability. That's one thing you can learn out of that. If you own a small business, then what things you can write off, what things you can't. It's not what you earn. It's all cliche. It's not what you earn. It's what you keep. Learn more about tax reinvestments, tax deferred investments, Roth IRAs. There's a lot of things to do here in chapter 5, which is understanding the impact of taxes. But the number one thing I can tell you, don't try to do this at home. I know there's some programs out there and so forth. You may be missing key deductions. They don't know. It's very hard to strategize and plan with yourself. Again, if it's a very simple W-2 income, I can get that and understand, do a quick software program. But nowadays, with all the different institutions you may be dealing with, from banks and mutual funds or, you know, annuity companies, brokerage firms, you know, different things that happen as far as the $10,000, remember, that's the most you can deduct in state taxes. You know, they keep making it harder and harder, more difficult for people to try to do it on their own. But again, if it's very, very simple, okay, fine. Go get that software program, plug it in and do it. But if you got any more than W-2s and got some 1099s coming in and investments coming in and different things going on, I think it's worth paying a CPA or an accountant to do your taxes, but not just do your taxes, but also to strategize what's the best, most appropriate way to handle taxes. Number 6, chapter number 6, plan ahead, estate planning. Of course, you need to have a will. It's really amazing. Probably the people that are listening this morning, half of you have a will and half you do not. How do I know this? Well, that's the national average, so I'm kind of just guessing. I don't know that for sure. And some people actually have very high net worths and don't have a will. And again, I don't want anyone to go through all the things that happen if you don't have a will and you pass away. You can only imagine. Also, if you're going to go and get a will, you might as well go ahead and get a healthcare proxy. God forbid you, your partner, or significant other, wife, husband, gets really, really ill. You know, have that power of attorney, healthcare proxy. A power of attorney is really important. And you know, some people say, you know, Ken, yes, I did that. I'm going to check that box in the end of chapter 6, because that's what we do in this book, right? 10 things you must do before you retire. It's not just like simple reading, easy reading. I challenge you to take action so you can really enjoy your retirement. And one of the retirement things, it says, okay, check off the box if you're taking care of these things. Okay, I have a will. Check the box off. On to the next chapter. Whoa. When's the last time you updated your will? Oh, about 28 years ago. Has anything changed in the last 28 years? Okay. Unfortunately, there are deaths, there are divorces, there's things that happen, and that's why you need to update your will every few years, especially in New York State, by the way. Especially if a power of attorney they did some years ago. I'm not going to be an attorney, I just play one on TV. No, it's okay. But as far as, I'm not going to play attorney, but at the same token, I do know the power of attorneys change in New York State every few years, so you need to update that. So that's really what it comes down to, plan ahead, estate plan. There's a lot of things to be said in this chapter, but hopefully at the end of that chapter, by following up, updating your will if you have one. If you don't have a will, get somebody, get a referral from a friend of someone that they like, and get this organized. I know it's one of those things that nags at you, and you know sometimes you have to deal with some morality issues. Say, well, gee, I may not be on this planet, and you have to deal with some of these things in a will and talk about these things in a will. But let me tell you, the next of kin is really going to appreciate that. I've seen so many messes in my years, on my 31st year in the business, and by the way, 31 years in dog's life, I've been doing this about 200 years. but I've seen so many people not set up wills, including some family members where someone passed away, and now the kids are trying to piece it together. A lot of attorneys, you know, you hear, again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that's so important when it comes to estate planning. You could actually pay to get a will, let's say $1,000 or $1,500, maybe need a trust, maybe it's a couple $1,000s, but that's an upfront cost. If someone were to pass away without a will, gosh, you could spend 5 to 10 times that, plus the aggravation and the court, so no doubt about it. Chapter number 6, plan ahead, estate plan, take a look at wills. Chapter number seven, 10 things you must do before you retire, which is a book, which I just came out with and is also today's topic. Number 7, recognize market risk. We spoke about a number of times here how the market works. How's the market setting records? Well, I kind of said interest rates are going down. The Fed is actually accommodative, so to speak, and that's helping out. Now, there'll be a time when the Fed starts raising rates and more risk is going to come to the market. You're going to have some headwinds, and then you need to seek some shelter. And that chapter number seven, recognizing market risk and market trends, is going to help you be a better investor. Oh my God, time goes by so fast. I hate this. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.